This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Maria Guadalupe Hernandez. Date of birth is October 25th, 1979. Case ID number 3088849. Date of exam March 24th, 2022. Duration of examination 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, a Social Security questionnaire dated 2020. COVID-19 status. The claimant denies being exposed to COVID-19 or having had it in the past. She denies having fever, cough, shortness of breath, aches and pains, or diarrhea. She has not tested positive for COVID-19 or been around any family members who had COVID-19. She has had no vaccinations at this time. Identifying information. This is a 42-year-old married female with two children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of bipolar disease / anxiety / explosive aggressive behavior disorder, hypothyroidism, and osteoporosis / arthritis. The claimant is presently unemployed at this time. The last time she worked was September 2021, where she had a cleaning company that she managed for 5 years. During that time, she worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, her husband works as an office manager of a finance company, and they live in a house with their children. Allegations number one, bipolar disease / anxiety / explosive aggressive behavior disorder. The claimant states that in 2012, she started to have severe episodes of anxiety, explosive aggressive behavior, increased eating, and fear of being alone and being in the dark. The claimant was seen by Dr. Elisa Sanchez, who is a psychiatrist, who placed her on various medications, which was Abilify, Prozac, and bupropion. She states that in May of 2014, she had a nervous breakdown from taking these medications, and she stopped taking them. At the present time, she's on citalopram, 10 milligrams QHS, which appears to be helping her and calming her nerves. She states that when she was taking the other medications, she was like a zombie and was unable to function, especially to care for her children. Her symptoms of bipolar disease, anxiety, and depression have lessened with the medication that she's taking at this time, and she appears to be better controlled. Allegation number two, hypothyroidism. The claimant states that in 2010, she was noted to have an abnormal level of her thyroid function test and was started on level thyroxine, 25 micrograms POQD. She states that she was having symptoms of sluggishness, tiredness, poor concentration, and sleepiness. No surgeries have been performed, and she was just diagnosed with mild hypothyroidism. Her condition is being treated and appears to be stable at this time. Allegation number three, osteoporosis/arthritis. The claimant states that in 2011, she started to have problems with her ankles and her back, as well as her knees. She was diagnosed with osteoporosis and arthritis, and she had multiple x-rays performed, which indicated that she had osteoporosis and arthritis. The claimant has had a right ankle fracture in 2001, a right wrist fracture in 1980, a left patellar fracture on October the 14th, 2021. She has had also problems with both feet. No surgeries have been performed, and she was placed in the cast for those fractures. She denies receiving any injections. Her symptoms include swelling, pain and stiffness, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that she usually feels in the morning. She denies any warmth. Her limitations include being able to walk one block, stand for 10 minutes, climb one flight of stairs, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. She is right-handed dominant, is able to write, use a coffee cup, open up a jar top, use a skillet, sweep a room, button her clothes and lift approximately 5 pounds above her head. She has no assistive devices that she uses at this time, and her doctor is Dr. Sandra Flores. She presently takes meloxicam 15 milligrams QD, which she states does give her relief. The only physical activity she does is cleaning the house. Family history. Her father is 69 and has diabetes mellitus, hypertension, and lumbar sacral back pain, as well as osteoarthritis. Her mother is 67 and has diabetes mellitus, hypertension, and is in a wheelchair. Medications, levothyroxine, 25 micrograms POQD, cyclobenzaprine, 5 milligrams QHS, cetirizine, 10 milligrams QAM, citalopram, 10 milligrams QHS, fluoxetine, 6 milligrams POQD, meloxicam, 15 milligrams QD, fluticasone, 1 spray in each nostril, QHS. Medical problems. History of carpal tunnel syndrome bilaterally, osteoporosis, osteoarthritis, history of explosive aggressive behavior, depression, bipolar disease, anxiety, hypothyroidism, history of cholecystectomy in 2013, bilateral tubal ligation in 2013, right ankle fracture in 2001, left patellar fracture in 2021, right wrist fracture in 1980, surgery in 2003 for right bilateral, for right pie planus with removal of bunion and surgery of both feet. Also, she had a lazy eye correction in 1981 for both eyes. Social history, tobacco. The claimant has a history of smoking one half of cigarettes per day for 16 years, although she states at the end she dropped down to one or two cigarettes per day. Alcohol, the claimant states she drinks socially. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, cocaine, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. communicable diseases. The claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 98.1 Fahrenheit, weight 140 pounds, height 4 feet 11 inches, BP 147 over 99 mmHg, second reading 167 over 97 mmHg, heart rate 90 beats per minute, respiration 14 respirations per minute. The claimant states that she felt a little bit anxious when she came to the office visit. General, this is a 42-year-old female who appears to be her stated age and is in no acute distress. She also appears to be a very reliable and pleasant historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. Could you please drop down to H-E-E-N-T, the last two sentences? Visual acuity was mildly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snellen vision, OD uncorrected is 20/50. Pinhole is 20/25. Corrected is 20/20. OS uncorrected is 20/50. Pinhole is 20/40. Corrected is 20/40. Binocular uncorrected is 20/40. Binocular corrected is 20/20. Could you please drop down to muscular skeletal? The claimant had no palpable muscle spasms or tenderness. No joint swelling, erythema, effusion, or deformity was noted. There is normal range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine. The claimant was able to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the upper and lower extremities, except for both hands, where mild atrophy is noted, and the claimant does have positive Tunnel syndrome and Phelan test indicating bilateral carpal tunnel syndrome, which has not been treated. Straight leg raise examined the sitting and supine position was normal. Sensory examination was normal to light touch throughout the body. There is normal range of motion and strength of both knees. The claimant is able to squat and get up on her own. No difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table without difficulty. The claimant had no difficulty in walking on her heels or toes, as well as being able to walk at a tandem rate. She could stand on one foot bilaterally and was able to hop on each foot bilaterally. Could you please drop down to functional capacity? Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is unrestricted. She is able to lift, carry, and handle small to medium-sized objects. She hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction, except for mild bilateral carpal tunnel syndrome. She is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is normal grip strength. There is mildly abnormal grip strength bilaterally at plus 4 over 5. Her ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is moderately restricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting or fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in her visual fields or in her vision. She is able to communicate very well without limitations and has no restricted limitation in her workplace environment except for mild carpal tunnel syndrome of both wrist and hands, which has not been treated. Probable diagnoses. Number one, bipolar disease / anxiety / explosive aggressive behavior disorder - appears to have resolved. The claimant is responding well to her medications and appears to be normal at this time. Allegation number two, hypothyroidism - being treated at this time, mild, appears to be well controlled. Number three, osteoporosis / arthritis - being treated with medications - normal physical exam. This is the end of the dictation for a patient by the name of Maria Guadalupe Hernandez.